Okay, let's begin our discussion of today's daf, Shabbos Mem Zayin, as we are on the last daf of the third perek and the beginning of the fourth perek of Masechta Shabbos. So we'll talk about a topic related to Muksa as we finish off here in Perakira. Remember, Muksa is discussed here in the third perek, and then later on in perek Kala Kalim, that's where Kli Shemalat Elisra is discussed in the 17th perek. Muksa is scattered in a number of places in the Masechta. So right on the top line of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings up the sugya of Basis L'Davar HaAsur, one of the larger topics in the world of Muksa. We'll discuss some of the Lamdas today, and maybe if we have time, some of the Lamaisa rules. But again, it's maybe that'll be a separate shiur. Where did this come up in the Gemara? The Gemara is talking about, as you remember, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Elam Arava, Hanach Lener Shemen Upsila, a candle with oil in it. Remember the days of the candles and the candelabras and the Nair mechanisms that they had in the days of the Talmud was a little cup with a wick in it and a flame. So that whole contraption is going to be Usser and Muksa. Why? Because the whole thing is a Basis L'Davar Usser. What's the Basis L'Davar Usser? The bottom item is not a Dvar Muksa, but a Muksa item is on top of it, and therefore the whole thing becomes a base, a Basis for the Davar HaUsser, which is on top of it. There are many different limitations and rules for Basis, but that's the general idea, that if I put a Muksa item on top of a non-Muksa item, then the whole thing becomes Usser. The question is, what's the Lumdus? How does that work? So if you look at Rashi right here, Rashi says the lover also l'shal haves to bechi hai muksa moder Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agrees to buses. When the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa, it doesn't mean he doesn't hold any muksa. There are certain muksas that Rabbi Shimon holds of. The Gemara says beferish about some of them that he agrees to certain muksas. Dachi biadayim we had. Grogus v'simukim. So here's another one of them. Buses. Rabbi Shimon agrees to buses. Rashi says shahakli tafel l'shal haves bo'daba. The kli is tafel to the shalheves, to the flame, while it is on it. V'lamishim d'chayish l'kviya. Not the issue, as the Gemara felt earlier, that you're going to, if you move it, it might go out, it might get extinguished. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, Davashena Miskave. Davashena Miskave is going to be mutter. If you don't have kavanah to do it, it might or might not happen. But the reason is because it is a basis of davar asur. And all the achronim get into the act. What exactly, how does that work? Why is it? I have a chair, and I put money on the chair. So I can't move the chair. Why? The chair is not muksa. Is that because when I move the chair, I'm also moving the muksa? Let's say the muksa item is removed. But if it was a basis when Shabbos started, it's migu deskatsoi ben hashmashos, deskatsoi l'kul yoma. So the chair is usher for the whole Shabbos. It's already a basis. So it's not an issue of just moving the muksa. Or is it an issue of moving the muksa there? Muksa, so what's the issue? So the Achronim have two ways of understanding it. Again, different formulations. The Primoshe in Masechta Shabbos has his formulation of the Chakira. But many say what Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher and Simin Nun Beis right here. The first sad, you know, is agreed upon. Do we say, like Rashi says here, Basel Davar Asher means that the mutter item becomes batel and tafel to the muksa item. And it's looked at as one unit. So just like the money is usur, is muksa, so the chair is part of the money. The chair is tafel to the money. It's looked at as one unit in halacha, and therefore the whole item becomes muksa. Right, and that is how Rashi formulates it here. Shakli tafel l'shavelas ba'odava, and others say it as well. To use the language of the Minchas Asher, where is the Lashon? The lashon is heim yesh la'ayin be'ikur din basis im yisodo v'sharsha b'mashia basis tafel el hanisa alav ubatel legabei lios muksa kemoso uki'ilu davar echodim. It's one thing. It's all muksa. Is that how we look at basis davar asur? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Od shema, no, nothing to do with the cheftza. So this is where it's a little different in various achronim. But if you look in the here in the Minchas Asher, Oshema havi yisod muksa de basis mishum haksas das to adam maksa daito mea basis agav haksas daito migufa muksa, because it has to do with the das ha'adam. It doesn't have to do with the item itself. All muksa has this question: how much is muksa mitzad the gufa hadavar? How much is it haksas hagavra, the das hagavra that is separated? So here too, maybe once I put money on the chair, keeping discussing that example, then the chair is out of my mind. I was maksa it mi daiti. If I maksa it mi daiti, so then it is considered muk. Not that it is one item. Even if I could shake off the muksa, mikol makom, kiven din derech when yadam lanar chafatzim imkom al karka, kavu chazal shemeniach b'miskavin muksa al gabe davar havi abbas's muksa. The mistamek zedaitokin abbas's kemoshu mak zedaito miguf hamuksas. That is the chakira that is mentioned. So where does this come up? So one or two nafkaminas that we might have. First, toes the discussion of the Rishonim in the beginning of the. Actually, the end of the next parak in Bavet Tona Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara talks about, based on the Mishnah, let's say I have a pot that's wrapped up in materials that are muksa, but the handle of the pot cover is sticking out. So I could pick up the handle of the pot cover, and the muksa items will fall off. That's tiltum manatzad. I won't be touching the muksa items. But ask the that's what the Gemara says on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. Taman v'kisa b'davar she'ino nita b'shabes. Osha taman v'davar anita b'shabes v'kisa b'davar she'ino nita b'shabes. Am I a megula miksa? So, no telemachzir, right? I could take up the, pick up the pot cover, the muksa stuff would fall off by itself, and I could put the pot cover back on. I can't pick up the muksa items, but that's it. Rashi, dehova kisi nital megala hakadera v'ochza. If it's totally uncovered, then I can't. Then I'm going to have to move the muksa directly. That's not allowed. So that is what the Gemara says, that you can pick up the pot cover and the muksa items will fall away. Ask the Rishonim, why isn't the pot cover a basis for the items that are in wrapping it? Let's say I have raw wool or some other material around the pot, so that's on top of the pot cover. The pot cover should be a basis l'davar ha'asur. That's the question. Tosfos asks right here, nun aleph aman aleph. If this is considered as if you placed, as we know, the one of the rules of buses is it has to be meniach. If you were shachach, if you forgot a muksa item on a non-muksa item, that's not called buses. Let's say I forgot something muksa on my bed, so I could get rid of it somehow. The bed is not called a buses, but I can't move the bed. So it has to be meniach, left there on purpose. So this is meniach. You put it there. So ask Tosfos. Icha shavacha kemeniach imkein b'megula miksasa heich no telemachzir. Ma bein zela evin sh'alpi achavis. If you have a rock on top of a barrel, da'asar b'meniach apila hatos al tzida. You can't push it to the side, right? Because that is a basis. You can't lift up the barrel. Vod kashlo rabbeinu tam. Da'atnan. It says in the Mishnah. No asakisa b'inofos. Afila ena megulas miksasan. Right, so therefore, that is the question. Rabbeinu Tam's answer is to lochashiv kemeniach. This is not called meniach. This is like shagag. This is like shachach. Why? Kivan shadaito lila b'shabbos. Because you have in mind to take it on Shabbos, that gufa is not meniach. Meniach means meniach there, that it should be there all of Shabbos. But if you have in mind to take it before Shabbos ends, so then it is not called a basis. It sounds like, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I had in mind to leave it there the whole Shabbos, then it would be a basis, even though this is just a pot cover, as we'll see in contrast to the second answer of the Rishonim. If you look in the Rashba, earlier in the previous parak, if you look in the Rashba, I'll read it to you from the first daf in Beitza, because this is discussed there too. The first daf in Beitza, the Rashba quotes, they were talking about a tablecloth with nuts on it, so the Rashba quotes our sugya there, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam's answer. He says, "Vein zeh mechuber be'enai, to mistayim yahid atonim begizei tzemer, vein adinil doma l'raya, to hasam lo nasis akadera basis l'gizei tzemer." Why? "El'gizei tzemer tashmish l'kadera." She'ein omrim havei l'kadera lahaniach ela gizei tzemer. Ela havei gizei tzemer l'admim em kadera. Oh, the Rashba has a lumdish pshat. When you have a pot cover and you have wool that's wrapped around the pot, so you're going to tell me that the pot cover is a basis for the wool that's wrapped around it? Wait a second. What's serving what? The wrapping obviously is serving the pot. The pot cover is not holding up the wool that's around it, right? The wool around it is servicing the pot cover. So says the Rashba Yisod Gadol. Buses could only be if I look at it as if the bottom thing, the buses has to be servicing the top thing. If the top thing is servicing the bottom thing, so then it's not going to be a buses. So even though the wool is on top of the pot cover, that's not going to be a buses. That's the Rashba's lumdish. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't give this answer. Rabbeinu Tam just said, no, it's considered not considered meniach. Rabbeinu Tam must hold that even if the top item is servicing the bottom item, it could still be a buses. It could still be buses. How does that work? So explain the Achronim. According to the Rashba, according to the Ran, that has to do with what's Mishamish what, then obviously it's approach number one, that it becomes one item because the buses is tafel, it becomes one item with the item of muksa that it is on. And therefore, says the Rashba, that you can't have a buses in this case because it's not looked at as one item of wool and the cover is servicing the wool. But according to Rabbeinu Tam very well might refer to must hold that it's totally on haksa midas. If it's totally on haksa midas, then it's not going to make a difference. If I put it there all of Shabbos, so then even if the bottom thing is being serviced by the top thing, it can still be called a busless ladavar ha'asr. That is one nafgamina between these approaches. Another one could be what's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Ches, which is the simin about muksa, simin shin ches, is it possible that the buses could be, the muksa item could be under the non-muksa item? Could you have that type of suggestion? The Gemara is here, the Shulchan Aruch here, talks about a case where, let's say you have a shirt, you have something that is drying on top of a pole. Chaluk shekipso oso. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have a shirt that you washed, and like, so you stuck a pole in it, and I guess you're sticking it on top of the pole, and this pole is in the ground, and the pole is muksa. The pole is not a kli, and you have the shirt on it. So the question is, can you take the shirt off? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yochol shamto mi'alakana. You can take it off. You can take it off the pole. Aval likach hakana mitocho asu. You can't take the pole from it. Lefi she'eino kli. It's not a kli. It's muksa. Mishnah Berurah. Uvagam Mairi Shenis Yabish Ksasmi Bod Yom. It had to be had partly dried that you knew it would be dried on Shabbos. Fine. Dimaya Tofeach Manaslat Fiach, Venash Mashos Aslatal Kala Shabbos, to Migulis Katsoi. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a muksa item under a non-muksa item, the shirt is not muksa, the shirt's on top, you can take the shirt off. It's fine. The Bach argues on the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach says, let's find this Bach on the Shulchan Aruch. Mikomakom kasha. He comments. Mikomakom kasha. Deim kain. Meiniach midasu. Vafilu kitunta mikanya aser. Davi basal tavar aser. Ask the Bach. Why isn't this a basis? Why isn't this a basis? You have the pole, the shirt on top of a pole. The pole is a devar muksa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it should be a basis. Answers the Bach, explaining the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see who argues. V'yishlomer delo mikri basis ella shahecha sham. Ha-munach ha-isser ala-heter. Buses has to be the isser item on top and the mutter item below. Avo bekitunta ha-heter munach ala-isser. But in our case, the heter is munach ala-isser, and therefore it's not a buses. That's the Bach. If you look in the Mishpat Zohar, if you look in the Prima Gadim here, in Sifkat and Yudal, and also the Hagdama to the Simon, he says, no, you could have cases of buses where the Dvar Mutter is even on top. Doesn't matter. Even if the Dvar Mutter is on top. So again, what's the svara for that? So again, according to the Prima Gadim, so it all has to do, Pashas, maybe with Hatzah Midaito. So it doesn't matter what's on top, what's on bottom. You know, if you are connecting a non-muksa and a muksa item, so then it doesn't matter what's on top, what's on bottom. It's all out of your mind. But maybe the Bach, which is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch, says that no, the whole idea is that it blends into one unit. And therefore, the bottom item being on the has to be the Dvar Muksa, that would be an understanding of that lambda. These are the two nafkaminas. The Minchas Asher quotes these ideas in Simin Nun Beis. He does say Lomaskani. He says it'll be a tremendous chiddush to say what the Prima Gadim says, to say that it can have a buses even if the mutter item is on the bottom. But that is all part one. But then we have another major sugya on our daf also. It comes up here with the shovel. What's in the shovel? Shivrei Eitzim and some ashes. The sugya of basis adavar asar ulu davar hamutter. So we paskin, basis adavar asar mutter is mutter. Right, so the question is why? Why? Why is a basis adavar asar mutter mutter? And there are many examples of this. Let's say, you know, the case that is controversial. Let's say sukkahs, it comes up often. You light candles in the sukkah, but you want to bring in the leichter, you want to bring in the silver candlesticks after Shabbos starts. Let's say Shabbos Chol HaMoed of sukkahs. So what do you do? You can't bring in the tray. The tray is a buses for the candles. It's a buses davar aser. So what do many people do? They put challah or candies or a gold wash or something on the tray also. So when Shabbos starts, it's a buses davar ha'aser ulu davar ha'mutter, and therefore after it goes out, they can bring in the tray. The Vilna Gaon is against putting challahs there because he says it has to do with something that's objectively more expensive. You know, the candlesticks are a lot more expensive than the challahs. The Shulchan, the Gra in Kuf Yud Gimel in Maaser Rav. Ein lahamid aneiros al ha-shulchan, v'lo mahani mashitin alechem mikodem. Doesn't matter. Okay, but that's a detail. But that's the principle that's agreed to, and it's quoted on this daf Mem Zayin, and many other places. Basas davar asar davar mutter is mutter. So why is that? Why is basas davar asar davar mutter mutter? So one way is to say, because it's not a basas. It's not a basas at all. It's not a bus. The bus of the rest of our motor is not called a busis. The whole mechanism of busis doesn't work. Or no. Or maybe it is a busis. But because it's a busis of the other hamutter too, that's why it is allowed to be mitoltal. About to be mitoltal. Right? Major nafka. Again, what the nafka mean is the Prima Gadim discusses. Does the mutter item have to be there the whole time? What happens if on Shabbos, busis of the rest of our mutter? So on when Shabbos started, It was mutter, and then on Shabbos you take off the davar mutter. So does this turn into now a basas davar haser or not? Right? We know muksa can't evaporate on Shabbos. If something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa for all of Shabbos. But you can't. Something can become muksa on Shabbos, right? That's okay. Something breaks on Shabbos. Now you have shards. So that's muksa. Muksa can't evaporate, but muksa can be created. Nolad on Shabbos. So here, what if you remove the davar hamutter? So does this now become a basas davar haser? So says the Prima Gadim, here in the Eshal Avram, Reshayin Tes Sif Yud Dalid, that, yes, it becomes a Basel Dover Aser. Well, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk says no. Mishnah Berurah and Reshayin Zayin says no. Once Bein HaShmashus, it's not a Basel Dover HaAser, or Dover HaMutter, it's not Aser, then it's, even if the Mutter item comes off later in the day. So again, what's this about? So Achronim say, maybe this is totally on our issue. Is Basel Dover Aser, Dover HaMutter not a Basel at all? So then it doesn't matter if the item comes off later. At the time of Enish Parshas, it wasn't a buses, and therefore it's out of that Parsha. Mashenkin, if it is a buses, but you just have a heter tiltal of it, so then this could be a nafka mina. Rav Asher Weiss in that same piece quotes two opposite nafka minas, which lachar should be tali on each other, but he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman pasuls lakula in both of them. You know, what happens if somebody forgot the heter on the buses? Meaning, I was planning to take off the Dvar Heter, but I forgot. So when Shabbos started, it was a basis, physically a basis of the Dvar Mutter. So what do you say there? Because it was Shachach, it wasn't Meiniach. So that's a machlokas. He quotes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Mistavra, im hiniach isser agave basis, viskave, I'm sorry, that's the next one. Well, I'm jumping the gun. So in this case, he quotes, this could be part of the issue. Is it that it is a basis or it's not a basis at all? The imbi inanchi basis ladavar hamutter kedela hatter tiltulo afshu basis davar aser enonit erlon kain hiniach as a hatter v'lo b'shachlo sham. It could be that if it's a basis, but it's a basis that you're allowed to move, so maybe you had to be meiniach the davar hatter, not just shachach. But if it's not a basis at all, if al yedei a hatter shalav nimna hispat luso elamuksa mutter l'taltalo af. One nafkamina. What about the other case? What if I had in mind to put a dvar heter on it before Shabbos, and then I forgot and I didn't? But I was planning to. Let's say I was going to put the challahs on the tray, but I forgot to. So what's lamaisa when it started, it only had a dvar aser on it. So was that, but I had in mind to make it a dvar mutter. So that's a machlokas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Shlomo Zalman says, mutter! Ain a mikol makom mutter l'taltalo. The kivan shiskavin laniach alav heter elish shachach havikashachach alav iser. It's like shachach iser, and therefore it's mutter. While Rav Moshe and Arachaim chel gimel simon and aleph says no, it's aser. And his lashon is avok shehinicho kol haShabbos shenasa buses rak shayi b'dayto laniach heter shemaya osakein haya mutter av shehu buses laser mitam shehu buses gam laheter ha'kapanim laniach heter. Rav Moshe says beferish. In his view, basis davar aser mutter is a basis l'davar iser, but because it's also a basis davar mutter, that's why it's mutter to be metaltel. But if you forgot the dvar heter on it, so then it's not it's alakula. Mashenki and Shlomo Zalman seems to say it's not a basis at all. He does quote though that Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to have the opposite svar also. What if you had a davar hamutter on it and you were thinking about removing the dvar mutter before Shabbos, but you forgot to? So then it should be the opposite. Rav Shlomo Zalman should be machmer in that case. Meaning, if I had kavanah to put a dvar mutter on and I forgot to, or someone's alma says lakula, it's kilu, it's basal avar mutter. But what if I had kavanah to remove the dvar hamutter before Shabbos and I forgot, and now it's on it? So someone's alma and pasuk is lakula there too. Minchas Asher says, lacharish de kulos to tarjit the sasri. Right? Do you go by what you were thinking or not? So he says lachar or not though. He says the point is, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's not a basis at all. So either way it would work. Either way it would work. Em yeshal av heter af derach shechacha. O sheshachach lahor mikol makom lo nase basis leiser. The eino nitva leilav. Right? Is this chakira totally on the previous chakira? That's a good question. But again, these are some of the items of basis. But again, there are many rules of basis that come up. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos, he has 25 seifim about basis of davar ha'aser, davar ha'mutter. There are many tznaim that need to be put there. You have to have it, like we said, meiniach. What about a kli shemalach de'le'iser? That doesn't create a basis. What if it's only the bailim put it there, not somebody else puts it there? It has to be put there to be there all of Shabbos. Right, a lot of different rules that hopefully maybe we'll have another shiur at some point about the lemaisa cases of basis. This is more about the lumdus behind it. Okay, we'll stop here.